6 a.m. My eyelids split open, the sticky sleep peeling slowly off me. My eyes adjusted to the damp darkness. 6:06 a.m. I found myself exiting my bed. Scooping up my pile of school clothes off the ground, I stood up and slammed my head on the edge of the dresser. 6:08 a.m. The dull throbbing in my head finally quelled. I hoped the red curse words that flew from my lips did not find their way to the ears of my sleeping kin. 6:10 a.m. Through the darkness, I found the bathroom. The lights flashed on and burned my eyes. 6:11 a.m. My eyes adjusted, and I caught sight of myself in the mirror. "Good morning," my reflection hummed. "I hope you have a horrible day. That's what you deserve, after all, another horrible day." 6:13 a.m. I was in the shower now. I sung a meaningless pop song. Maybe I should take singing lessons. 6:20 a.m. I gelled my hair and remembered I forgot to do fifth period homework. "You idiot," the gel squished softly. "You're gonna fail that class. If you don't get it together, you'll fail and make nothing of yourself." 6:28 a.m. I was dressed now, hair finally dry. I checked the time. I took too long in the shower. I'd have to miss breakfast. 6:29 a.m. I laced my shoes and grabbed a can of soda. I snapped it open and took a sip, then stepped outside. 6:30 a.m. Something landed on my cheek, an invisible kiss of a lover long forgotten. I blinked in surprise, not believing what I saw, what I heard. There were no put-downs, no snarky remarks lashing out at me. Instead, the first snowflakes of a new winter whispered, "Today is gonna be a good day."